Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the call, picker.
Tonight, we warmly welcome back Reese World Publishing. Yes, yes, yes. Let's get on the lines. We got a couple lines waiting. Eric Hope 415-415, Cream City Classica. Who's on the line?
Hey, what's going on? It's Reese.
Hey, Reese, coming out of my power. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, yes. Now, the last time we talked to you, you had just brought some things out, and it seems like you just took the ball and kept running. What is going on with Reese World Publishing? Almost everything that we hear coming our way brand new, half of it is coming from you. That's right.
Hey, we're having a ball over here, you know. Just putting people out, letting them have fun. You know, my authors are having a ball. That, you know, their pens are hot. And, you know, that's all I can say. We're just having a ball, you know.
Okay, okay. Did you want to kick the show off with anything special on your mind tonight?
Well, we have a couple of new authors out. We have author Rosa Arnold. She just came out this past week, and she's doing well. You know, big ups to her. Taisha and Derek Thomas, you know, everybody's just on fire. You know, we got a lot more projects coming, and we're looking forward to the fall. You know, we got big, big things coming in the fall, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, we just, you know. Well, we could just, it's basically follow-ups. You know, Nicole Hill has a book. We're in edit for it, final edit for it now. So she should be releasing in maybe 2 weeks. And her pen is pretty hot. You know, she's come a long way since her first book. And I'm really proud of her. I'm really glad, you know, that she's on our team. And I'm just so proud of them. You know, I'm like a dad or something. You know, we're just having a ball.
Yeah, you kind of are. All right, so how does it feel to have the doors open like this and people coming through at the rate that they are? Is there anything that you could talk about as a publisher that's probably living true to the word, taking the world by storm, because y'all moving product over there quite quickly?
Well, as a publisher, I would have to say that it was definitely a dream realized. You know, when I first started, you know, of course I'm a writer myself, and I put my books out, and you know, of course, I think my pen is hot, so I expected, you know, a good turnout. And my authors, you know, they came in and, you know, and they had great works. I believe in them. You know, I believe in them, and they believe in themselves. So, you know, we just kind of take it from there. I'm just the type of person that I don't like to sit around. You know, I'm always moving around. So, you know, when you move around, you attract things. You know, and I attract positive things, and it's just working out great. It's great for me and great for them.
That's amazing. When I first started to write, we looked up to people like Vicki Stringer, Keisha D. Powell, a couple of black publishers and authors as well, who gave us a little bit of nuggets of knowledge and everything like that. And then you started to see a nice blossoming of different publishers and black authors, just, you know, a plethora of everybody just coming through. And,
right.
You know, it's just not uncommon to see people start, but they don't finish what they start, is what I'm trying to say. Where you see these
right.
publishers come in and they try to put people out, and then somewhere along the line people start dropping the ball and it just falls apart and people get into arguments over money. And I've seen all kind of things come and go. So I'm pretty sure I know what I'm talking about from my point of view, and I'm pretty sure you've heard and seen some things.
Most definitely.
How is it that you avoid the pitfalls of being a publisher that seem to suffocate most people starting out before they can even get going well? What's your secret? I mean, can you share anything?
Yeah, I think that it's my interaction with, you know, my crew. You know, I'm in tune with them. I'm in tune with the authors. I'm staying on them as far as, you know, I'm asking them constantly, well, what do you like? What do you think you could do or we could do to improve your brand and keep going? You know, if they want movie book trailers, then we're doing the book trailers. You know, if we want to do book signings here, if we want to, you know, keep them with maximum exposure, and I stay in tune with them. You know, a lot of publishers just, you know, they'll just put your work out and, you know, we'll see you next time. We'll see you in your next, you know, in your next project. But me, I'm constantly in tune with them. I'm always telling them how much I appreciate them, because I do appreciate them. Without no them, there'd be no me, you know. And, you know, I stay in tune. I stay asking them, well, you know, what is it? How you feeling today? What can we do to, like, help you improve your pen or just your situation? You know, I think it takes interaction, you know, and that's one of the keys to my success.
Okay, that's fair enough. Thank you for that. Has there ever been a situation where you felt like it was a little shaky, where you ever felt like giving up or had a difficult client where it almost cost you? Because sometimes that's what happens. A person just running into a particular client can collapse the empire. You know, have you ever had a glitch in the system?
Right. Yeah, definitely. I have someone that, you know, I have someone, you know, that's with me that, you know, maybe their pen's a little shaky. I can see promise in them, but it ultimately has to be within them, you know, and I try to pull everything out of them that I can, you know. And sometimes when, you know, we think that, okay, well, maybe you need to dig a little deeper and get this project going and, you know, and do more to it, and they don't want to do it, you know, it gets a little frustrating, you know. And there's sometimes when, you know, I do go, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's just the sigh. I take a deep breath and I go back in and just try to, you know, try a different approach, because I don't believe in giving up. I don't believe in giving up on them. I don't believe in giving up at all, you know.
Well, that's the sound of determination. Let's see what people think on the line. Do you have a caller? Maybe they're listening in. Maybe they'd like to say something. Let's find out and see. Area code 248-248, Cream City Classica. Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Alicia. Just giving my support. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, Alicia. Hey.
Hey, Alicia.
You know me.
Up?
I'm always in the background. What's going on, y'all?
No, we're just doing.
Hey, we doing what we do. Are you just listening in?
Yes, ma'am. I have a show in a little while, but, you know, I can't, you know, have them have the interview and I ain't in the background. So I'm here listening.
That's what's up.
Did you have anything you wanted to say?
Me?
Leisha. Did you have anything that you wanted to say?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
All
right. All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, yes. Miss Leisha Stiles. She's one of the hardest working women in the business. You know, a team player. Very cooperative. Yes. She does what she says. We like that.
That's right. I can tell you one thing. She doesn't play.
Nah, she don't. Nah. You see how serious I had to get right quick? Like, nah, she don't.
Okay,
she don't play.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a commercial. And, Reese, when we come back, we want to hear all about the new endeavors as far as events and any consistencies that have to do with you know, your books. Of course, we can reiterate on what's out and what's been out and what's coming out and prices and where to find them and things of that nature. Is that okay?
That's great. I'm here.
All right. That's what's up. Reese World Publishing.
Plans to take the literary world by storm, publishing quality books that will keep you yearning for more, bringing a whole new twist to creative writing. Reese has been behind the scenes working with major players in the publishing world. Now it's time to step out and be seen. Be on the lookout for new and upcoming talent. Reese World Publishing.
Yeah, so yes, working with major players behind the scenes. I wanted to ask you, Reese, you with us?
I'm here. Yeah.
Working with major players behind the scenes. I know some people, including myself, I am not ashamed. Can you talk about some of the major players, or is that undercover information?
Yeah, well, it's not so much undercover. You mean some of the major players that I work with?
Right.
Well, of course, you know, I'm lined up with my main man, George Hudson at G Street. He's a great friend of mine, and, you know, he keeps his hand on my shoulder, you know, and peeks over, you know, making sure I don't step into too many pitfalls. That guy's just excellent. I love that dude, you know. We have so many projects coming. You know, you were asking about events. You know, we're trying to do a lot of things with my authors to get them out there. I'd like for them to do a lot of Barnes & Noble events. You know, we're setting those up. I really wanted to do the Harlem this year, but, you know, everything was kind of, you know, spread out a little, and, you know, we couldn't pull it together in time. But we have some coming up for the fall. We have a couple of events. I know Taisha has an event in North Carolina, and we're setting up Derek Thomas's event down in Alabama. So, you know, the guys are going to be pretty busy. They have the summer to, you know, I guess get themselves together and, you know, kind of, you know, formulate their plans and everything, and we're going to kick in high gear come August, September.
So that's going to be a busy era for y'all, keeping these books moving and keeping them coming like that. That requires a lot of PR. Do you have a PR team as well, or are you hands-on and you do a lot of that yourself, or am I right on both?
You're right on both. You know, we work very closely with Leisha at Writing Royalty. So she has, you know, she, like we both know, she doesn't play at all. You know, she gets everything out. She makes sure that we're, you know, we're straight and on track, and we do a lot of hands-on. You know, I really believe that, you know, FaceTime with people, interaction, word of mouth is, like, the biggest part of any promotion. So, you know, we try to do a lot of that. Of course, we cover social media, but, you know, you have to be hands-on. You have to actually get out and get to know people and, you know, kind of make your brand known, which is what we're doing. You know, we're not just going to sit down. My vision for Reese World is to just be everywhere, like a household name. And, you know, and that takes time, and we have plenty of that. So, you know, that's the mission that we're on, and that's what we're trying to do.
Okay. Okay. Now, we know that you've written some novels yourself. Would you like to speak again on this particular show about some of your stories, give some synopsises, some prices, some recaps for, you know, listeners and potential customers?
Yes, I would. I would. You know, my first book was Cross Out. And Cross Out is a story about a guy, Devin Cross, who's a lawyer that has a sideline, an interesting sideline. He's an assassin. He loves it. He's good at it. And, you know, he goes about his business, you know, handling his business. I'm actually working on part two in the trilogy, which is called Double Cross. Cross Out is out now on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Paperback is $12.95, and Cross Out of the ebook portion is 99 cents. A couple of my other books, I have books out. Jugman is a funny and interesting urban tale about a couple of guys who hustle. Jugman actually means hustling, so it's a southern term that means hustling, and these guys are like the best at it. So, you know, I pick that book up and check it out. It's a good read. Something to read over the weekend, and it's, you know, it's really funny. It's also out in paperback and ebook for $12.95 and 99 cents on Amazon.
Read World Publishing plans to take the literary world by storm, publishing quality books that will keep you yearning for more, bringing a whole new twist to creative writing. Reese has been behind the scenes working with major players in the publishing world. Now it's time to step out and be seen. Be on the lookout for new and upcoming talent. Reese World Publishing.
Wow, that was crazy.
Reese?
That was insane.
Wow.
I guess it was scheduled. I don't know. I didn't see it.
You're right.
See it flashing. My bad. All right.
It's cool.
But we were listening. I was intrigued with the short read over the weekend with the one you were talking about with the hustler. So you were saying that was $12.95 also on paperback and also on Amazon. I missed it because the commercial jumped in on me. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there another one? Definitely.
We have Gunby. Gunby is a short. The ebook only short, and it's there on Amazon for 99 cents too. So we have that, and my other author is Derek Thomas is out. Secrets Untold is a great read. Both of them, he's out both on ebook and Amazon. I think his ebook is out $2.99, and the paperback is out $12.95. So we all up. Don't forget about Nicole Hill. Nicole is out. Her book Betrayed was a good hit. You know, it's her debut, and like I said, she's growing. She's growing by leaps and bounds. She's a great artist. You know, so you know she's getting ready to come out with her second book, Blinded by Love, and you know it's a kind of crazy tale about a girl who gets involved with a guy, and this guy turns out to be like really whack, you know, whack stalker type dude, you know, and abusive, and you know, let's just see how that goes. You got to pick the book up and see how it goes, and see what happens, and how that twists and turns.
Okay. All right. Is there like a favorite novel that you've penned that you really hold close to your heart?
One of my favorite novels? Actually,
yeah, that you
one
wrote.
Of the ones that I wrote. Yeah, I'm so fond of the Cross series. That Cross series is just, you know, I'm so into the second part of it, you know, which is why it's taken me so long because, you know, I just keep writing, and it's developing into like a big story. So that's like my baby, and that's going to be definitely interesting. You know, it takes you to different places. It takes you to Colombia, Cuba, back to the U.S. You know, it's full of action and drama, and, you know, I find myself sometimes I'm sitting there like, wow. You know, and then I remember, dang, I wrote this. So, you know, I was wondering, you know, dang, who wrote this? And I looked down, it's like me. So before I know it, you know, I'm pulling myself out of the pages. You know, I could get lost in it. So it's definitely my baby. You know, I write my other books, Jugman, and, you know, some of the other books I write, you know, I've written them in, you know, in time thinking about different events and just thinking about different things, but Cross Out is definitely my baby, the Cross series.
It's very fancy. So. And we like the wordplay, the way you title it differently. That's quick. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything that you'd like to share with the listeners about people who are aspiring writers and perhaps they want to come to Referral Publishing? Is there anything about submissions or just aspiring words to maybe verbally cheer someone on? Because you said some people with the pen, they need a little more work or something like that, and maybe you want to speak on that, or maybe you want to talk about submissions. Would you like to?
Well, I would love to. I would love to. Well, our submission process is, you know, we need the first 4 or 5 chapters of the work, either on a document or written. And that gives us a chance to find out, you know, just kind of, you know, review your pen and see where you are, see what's going on. And we give a positive feedback. I'm always hands-on with that. You know, I'm going to give you a feedback, let you know what I think, let you know if I have techniques that will help you and what you could improve on in your pen. Maybe your pen is already hot. You know, maybe I'll just say, send me the rest. Let me look at it. We want to work with you. You know, at either point, I had someone recently to just email me, and they had their works already there and out, but they weren't selling like they wanted them to. So they just kind of wanted a critique and kind of wanted to, you know, well, just give me an opinion or how could I make myself, you know, hot? You know, what's wrong with it? And the only thing was that was really wrong was they had their things out of place, you know, and it was simple. You know, just go back in and, you know, kind of rework your pen a little bit and put this here and put that there, and I guarantee you that it would seem a lot better. And they did, you know, and they're thanking me. It wasn't, you know, necessarily, I don't have to necessarily sign anyone to help anyone, you know. But we're always looking for submissions. We're always looking for new people to interact with. You know, I love that. I love networking. So give us a shout. We're at ReachWorldPublishing.com. We're on Facebook, Reach World Publishing, Twitter, Instagram. You know, we're everywhere. Just look up. If you look up, you'll see a big beacon, at least well beacon, and just follow that beacon. That's where we are. Did you just look up?
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I like that you don't mind helping people without looking for things in return, because that's when you truly help people.
Right. You know, we're blessed. We get our blessings in other ways. So if we help you and it's a genuine help, then you know, our blessings are going to come. You know, I've lived on that. You know, I grew up with that, you know, that premise, and I try and take it into everything that I do. You know, I'm never stingy, and I don't want anyone stingy around me. You know, I want us, anybody that I can help to grow, I want to do that. You know, because you never know when it'll come back. You know, if you give a hand, you'll get a hand.
That's true. That is true. Well, since you put it like that, I'd like to ask you this, Reese. Looking back far as many years as you need to look back, did you ever imagine yourself becoming a successful publisher?
Honestly, no. This was something, looking back a number of years, no. The last few years, within the last 5 or 10 years, I could see that. But, you know, growing up and, you know, in my younger years, I wouldn't have gone in that direction, but I would also say that I never put a cap or I never box myself into one area. So anything goes with me, the sky's the limit. You know, I don't feel that I can be stopped as far as, you know, if I set my mind to something, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to try and be successful, as successful as I can when I do that. So I won't put a limit on myself and say, well, no, I never thought that I would, but I'm glad that I am. You know, this is what I love to do. I'm loving this right now.
Okay. That's what's up. Do you see yourself entering any kind of award programs that are out here for the literary game? or have you already been entered by anonymous or known people?
Well, if I'm entered anonymously, you know, that's all well and good. I'm really not, you know, I'm not in it for accolades. You know, if it's my team and they want to shout me out, yeah, I'm cool with that. But, you know, I'm more behind the scenes. I'm with Blacks and behind the scenes, and that's where you'll find me. And 9 times out of 10, behind the scenes, I don't need the spotlight. You know, I'd rather give that to my crew, my authors, and everybody around me. You know, I love that. I love seeing, you know, I love seeing people out there shining and, you know, and doing their thing and being happy, you know. I had a close family member just put this book out, and I'm over the moon about it. You know, she's happy. Actually, it's my mom, and she's happy about it, and that made me, you wouldn't believe, you know, I'd do anything for her. She's happy about it, so I'm happy about it. You know, and I don't want any spotlight. You know, I want her to have the spotlight, and she's loving it. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what I think that we're here for, you know. Well, me, you know, me anyway. She just, you know, I want to make the whole world happy if I could. Feel me?
Yeah. And we are at the end of the show where we do that shout-out, that spotlight. We show love because it's enough room for us all to shine. So I will let you wrap the show up with showing whatever love or recap on love before or just family members, whoever, whatever, even if it's somebody that has nothing to do with Reef World Publishing. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to shout out to my staff, my crew, everybody at Reef World Publishing. Mom, I love you. The whole every fan out there, everybody that's ever read a book, you know, I want to shout out to you guys. I want you to just all the writers, all the aspiring writers out there, just believe in your pen and keep that pen hot. You know, keep that pen on fire. And if you need anything, you know where to reach us. GreaseWorldPublishing.com, GreaseWorld1@gmail.com, or on Facebook. Just get at it.
All right. Well, you know, you have a place to shine with us anytime, and we thank you for coming back to the show. Just knowing that your mom's coming with a book, that's going to give us another show. We already know that's what's up. So we welcome her ahead of time. Hey, Mom. Yay! That's so awesome. Thank you for coming to the show. Showing love.
I know that's right. Thank you so much.
Again. You have a beautiful evening, and thank you for coming back.
You too. Thanks. Everybody take care. Thanks for having me out.
Reef World Publishing. They are doing it over there. Y'all better watch out. This is Teresa Ray Butler, and I will see you tomorrow on Cream City Classica. Another author, Sharif Jordan, is coming on the show to talk about his latest baby. And we'll see you then. Bye-bye. Take care. And it's enough room for us all to shine.
Reef World Publishing plans to take the literary world by storm, publishing quality books that will keep you yearning for more, bringing a whole new twist to creative writing. Reef has been behind the scenes working with major players in the publishing world. Now it's time to step out and be seen. Be on the lookout for new and upcoming talent. Reef World Publishing.